Good morning, a Tuesday morning. Back with us, Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Bit of a disturbing story about a Cohoes police officer in the paper.
This is quite a story reported by Rob Gavin. Officer Sean McCown, who's been on the Cohoes Police Department for about 20 years, told troopers he fired four shots last month after he said a black youth fired a shot outside his camp in Elizabethtown in the Adirondacks. He later admitted to the troopers that he made up the story about the black youth firing a shot. McCown called 911 to report the June 6th shootout shortly after confronting a group of people in the street outside his camp. People familiar with the investigation tell the Times Union the group, who was staying in a nearby camp, appeared to be trying to find a cell phone signal. McCown allegedly told them to get away from his home and neighborhood and later told a neighbor he believed they belonged to an anti-fascist group, according to people who have been briefed on state police investigation. Those familiar with the probe said troopers found McCown asleep when they got to his camp and smelling of alcohol. He told them he confronted the group three times, the final time with his service weapon. That's when he claimed one youth showed a gun in his waistband and he heard a pop, which he believed was a gunshot fired at him. He said he fired four shots out of fear for his life and after running out of bullets, ditched his gun while retreating. McCown later called state police and acknowledged that he had given them false and inaccurate information, according to people who have been briefed on the investigation. When they returned to his home, the officer allegedly admitted the young man had not shot at him and claimed he had not fired his weapon while retreating. Instead, McCown claimed that while he was behind his home, he heard a pop and fired shots into a tree stump to scare whoever made the sound. He said he ditched his gun because he did not want the youth to find it and use it against him. But after viewing security video from a neighbor's home, troopers told McCown their investigation showed that his weapon had been neatly laid down, not ditched in a panic. McCown asked the officers if they were quote-unquote trying to jam him up. Troopers said his story was quote-unquote extremely inconsistent. Troopers ultimately declined to file charges against McCown, who's been out on sick leave from his job since the incident. He's put in his retirement papers, and Mayor Bill Keeler, a longtime state trooper once led local Troop G, said he's content to let McCown retire in 2 weeks rather than pursue the lengthy process of bringing disciplinary charges. The mayor says that process could take months, and McCown's retirement will get him off the police force.
We'll continue to follow this story. If it develops further, we've been speaking with Mike Goodwin. He's the city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, glad you're back. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, thanks, Dave.